Then let us lift our voice in praises unto you. Amen. Let us lift our voice in praises unto him. If you'd like turning your scriptures, turn to John 1. We'll just read from John 1. Then we'll read from Revelations 1. John 1, Revelations 1. Good to see everybody in the house of the Lord. Just pray one for another. Remember those that are not here, the ones that are sick and out and all. We miss Sister Hazel and the different ones. And I'll just remember this. Just pray one for another. Remember now, the fellowship meeting will be at Brother Paget's this coming weekend on Saturday at 3:30. So just remember that. And, you know, just make your plans to attend and all, because we always have a good time over with Brother Paget and them. So just remember that. It'll be at Brother Paget's this coming weekend. And then remember the one in September will be here, and Brother George Smith will be here with us, and we'll have the service up at the Holiday Inn in Gainesville. So Holiday Hall is in the back of the Holiday Inn. That's the reason I always say Holiday Inn, because it's right there across from Shoney's in Gainesville on the main part of town, right straight through town on 13. And you can't miss it. It's across from Shoney's, just down a little bit from it. But it'll be there on the third Saturday in September. So just remember these. John 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory as the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Now notice there that Jesus Christ was and didn't have any trouble with it while he was here in the world, letting everybody know who he was. He was the creator of all things.
Right.
See?
Amen.
All right. Now, not Jesus the flesh.
Right.
See, we know
right.
the truth, okay?
Right.
Now let's go to Revelation and let's see what it says about him. See, we'll see some things has been added to it now. Revelations 1, verse 4. John to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace from him which is and which was and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. And he hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all the kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him, even so, amen. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. Now he says here, there he said he was the beginning, now he says the beginning and the ending.
Right.
All right. So then it has to be the same one all the way, doesn't it? We believe in one God. It has to be the same God being revealed to us, but just more being revealed. See, first he said he's just the beginning. Now he says he's the beginning and the ending of all things. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your grace and your love and your kindness unto us. We pray that you'd just be with each one of us, Lord, and bless those that are not here, to Lord, today, and just be with them. We know that they're sick and different things, Lord, and just help us all. And Father, forgive our sins, cleanse us from all unrighteousness, and just let your word have the preeminence in each one of us. And Lord, as we speak about you, may your presence be here. And to those that are not able to be here as they hear on tape, maybe, Lord, that you'd just let your spirit drop down in a special way, Lord, because you know what's on our heart. And we pray that you would just grant us understanding of you in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Now, I'll just try to not background a whole lot because I've got a good bit I want to say, but I hope you understood what I was trying to get to this morning that, you know, now to me, we read in Revelation 5, and we know in Revelation 5 that it speaks of the Lamb coming forth and taking the book. But that Lamb that come forth and took the book there, or takes the book in Revelation 5, that's an odd-looking Lamb. Because it has seven horns and seven eyes. You know. And it can't be then just the human fleshly element of Jesus Christ. Alright? Now, I'm trying to get you to see one God. Because to me, there is no message, you know, outside of one God. You know. It doesn't matter, all these 2,000 years we've been preaching on it, and 4,000 years before he came, still there's just one thing to be revealed in the Bible, and that's one God. But yet we found, see, then to be in revealing of one God, that we're a part of that God. You know, we're a part of God. Right. We don't, none of us claim to be God as that, or objects of worship or anything. Jesus would not even accept worship when people were pointing them, you know, their thoughts toward him, the human vessel. He would reject worship. At times he would accept worship because he knew what they were directing their thoughts toward, you know. So then he could accept because he knew what they were pointing to. But see, we've never tried to preach anything about being the object of worship God, but God is in us. I was listening just the other day to the prophet, and he said, well, you're trying to catch me on this or that or the other, you know, talking about, said, who is Jesus praying to on the River Jordan, you know, and all that. He said, let me ask you. He said, you claim to have the Holy Ghost, don't you? And evidently the person said, yes. He said, well, let me ask you a question. Who do you pray to? You know, why do you pray if you got it? You know, you get what he's saying? You got the Holy Ghost, why pray? But see, Jesus with the Holy Ghost, and Jesus being like he was, he prayed more than all of us. Right? And he talked to somebody, not just to the one inside of him, because he could have done that without saying a word out loud. Right. So you get what the prophet was saying? He said, who do you pray to? I mean, do you sit down and say, and you go and say, well, I prayed, you know. Well, that's, you can do that now. You know and understand. We do. But yet, really, if I'd say, Brother Al, would you lead us in prayer? And how'd I never know he'd ever know he's in if he didn't talk to somebody? See, I mean, he could say, well, I just prayed inwardly. Well, the Holy Ghost is in him. That's fine. But there is a Creator God, an object of worship, if you want to just say it that way. There is one to speak to, which is our Father. See? You know, the very Creator of all. So that was what I was trying to get us to see. That Lamb in Revelation 5, once God joined himself to his church. Now the prophet said, page 75, Christ the mystery of God revealed. He said that she's part of the mystery. And has to be revealed. Now, talking about the bride. Right? Because we're part of God. There's only one God. There's only one Zoe. There's only one eternal life. See? Well, all right, then after all said and done, there's just one God. But the bride, once he united with her, she's just as much a part of him as he is of himself, if you could say it, or whatever it could be said. Because it's her, his life in her. And see, then once he united, he used to be Jehovah was even referred to, you know, as a father with his family, and that wasn't even in the new birth. See? So surely we would understand now in the new birth that we really are sons and daughters of God. That's what we read there in John, see, that he would give us power to become sons of God. Then we know that by that, then God has united with us. Not that we was anything. See? Like I said this morning about the Old Testament, could you find something worthy there to blame Jesus Christ from? Whenever a person that was there had flaws? No, but he promised it. So he had to make a way. Can you find anything in us today that would be worthy of God coming and uniting with us? Not a thing. The prophet said on the Hebrew series, he said, I'd hate to face God on the basis that I was born 5 minutes ago and died. He said, I hate to face him on that basis because I was born in sin, shapen in iniquity, come forth a liar in 5 minutes. Now, that's the way he had to say it. So then that's what we know we are. We're worth nothing. But by his uniting with us, we become him made manifest. Not another God. It's just God in mercy. God changed his form from being in one, body, Jesus. Now he's changed that form into a many-membered body. And once he done that at Pentecost, you'll never find him throughout the scriptures from then on by himself. I challenge you. Take the scriptures and show me where you'll ever find him by himself. Because we went through Revelation 4. We went through Revelation 5. We've been through all of those scriptures showing you that when he shows himself on the throne, the bride's with him. Rainbow round about the throne. It's always there. He's never shown anymore by himself. He will never be self-existing anymore. Because he united with his people. He divided himself.
Right.
As Brother Moat used to preach, he expanded himself. See? Into a many-membered body. Well, now when he shows himself here in Revelation 5, he doesn't show just a lamb with two horns, two eyes, four legs, or something like that, even if you were going with the symbolics, see, of a lamb. He doesn't show himself that way. He shows himself as with seven horns and seven eyes, which is the seven spirits down through seven church ages. Which is not seven spirits, it's just one spirit, but seven manifestations of God throughout the church ages. So this lamb come from, this lamb to take this book in Revelation 5, it came from seven church ages. He said, Brother Dale, you mean that the situation that existed of Luther or Wesley or Pentecost, why, I've heard people had a man come right here in this church one time, and I told him down to school, that's why he came here. When he came right here, because he said it down there, he said Pentecost was false. Big man, this message. Claimed he can't preach error. Said the prophet said he couldn't. I told him right there at the church schoolhouse, I said, Brother Branham said that the Holy Ghost on Azusa Street was the same Holy Ghost that fell in the book of Acts. He said, oh, it's false. He come right here. Now, what he meant, I don't know, but that's what he said, because he plainly come to this church years ago, stood right here and spoke and said Pentecost was false. And then you'd say, well, Brother Dale, could a lamb come from there? Well, you show me where it come from. Now, you show me. I'm telling you where I believe he come from and telling you the prophet said that's where it come from. Now, you show me that he come down as some alien from Jupiter, and we'll get us a Superman suit and start jumping off of buildings or something, See, the reason I'm saying it like that, I'm not making light of anybody's thought. I'm just saying I don't see no other way a lamb could come except the way the prophet said it. So you know what I'm going to believe, even if you could bring it out here and do signs and wonders with your doctrine. I'm going to believe what he says that the Bible says.
Right.
And he said this lamb come from seven church ages.
Right.
So then the Old Testament, as the seven church ages of the Old Testament, gave birth to Jesus Christ the Lamb to die at Calvary. We see the seven church ages of the New Testament gives birth to the Word. The Lamb.
Right.
Because that's what it is. See? It would take a lamb then to do it.
Right.
See, my point this morning was to get us to look at it. Revelation 5 is not just looking back at Calvary. Everything is based on Calvary. We know that. I tried my best to get you to see Jesus Christ died at Calvary to redeem. Everything was redeemed at Calvary, but it wouldn't apply.
Right.
It wouldn't apply back there. It wouldn't made manifest back there.
Right.
He had to wait down through seven church ages to where it would come to that place. The word would have to be then, by Moses smiting the rock, the word would have to be put out of the church. And you'd find him on the outside knocking, trying to get back into his own church in the last days in Laodicea. But after all of the bad, still I believe that lamb come from the church ages. Because that's what the prophet said. He said he come from the Father's strong. Seven church ages. Now why do we believe that?
Amen.
Now I'll ask you again in a minute, do you believe it? Okay? You say amen now. Alright? But wait just a few minutes now. I'm going to ask you again, do you believe it? Okay? See, you'd say, well, I better be a little careful then. Alright? You might only listen, just be a little careful about it, because I'm wanting to say something, but then when I get it said, I'll come right back and ask you again, do you believe it? Let's see if you believe it then. Because now I'm wanting to ask you, is that enough background? See? To those that wouldn't hear, I do the best I can to background, but, and I understand, but get the tapes and listen to it, and then you'll come to the point. Because, see, to me, Revelations 5 is not to just say Calvary. It is an eternal Calvary. I believe Calvary is eternal. Now, I don't mean an eternal cross and an eternal body and eternal. I mean the revelation of Calvary is eternal. I believe we'll be talking about it when we get into the future home. We'll still be talking about Calvary. See, that way I mean it's eternal. Well, see, what happened there at Calvary on the cross come down through seven church ages producing Calvary. Luther's message of the just shall live by faith was Calvary. Wesley's message of sanctification was Calvary to the people. The baptism of the Holy Ghost on Azusa Street, that was Calvary to the people. What was this message brought by the end time prophet? There's never been a man talk about Calvary like this man talked about Calvary, has he? There's never been a preacher preached of Calvary as Brother Branham preached of Calvary. But now listen. Who is this lamb? You say, well, Brother Dale, you've already told us this lamb is it's shown in a symbol of the bride. Well, I know that. But who is this lamb? Now, the symbol represented the bride. You know, his amorphic form that was shown represents the bride, all right? Well, who is this lamb? You would say, well, Brother Davis, it's Almighty God. All right, now we're going somewhere. Now, if you'll go with me there, we'll go for a little bit. Anybody that don't understand that, that's Almighty God. Who was that? God himself, right? Not another God. We don't believe in Trinitarianism or this was this or this was that or whatever it was. We believe that was Almighty God. Who died at Calvary. We know what the story. The Son of God. Man died. The Son of God came forth. It was Almighty God revealed. Huh? See, there's been Almighty God revealed down through seven church ages. See, that's not people in the basis of people there. That's God revealed to each church age through the people. That makes it the Word of God. See, makes the people the Word of God. But who is this that I'm talking about? I'm talking about the Almighty God. Now watch. That is shown to us now in a symbol form of the bride, which is seven horns, seven eyes, the seven spirits of God sent forth into the earth. And the prophet said that was the Holy Ghost through each church age. So now what's he fixing to do? This Son of God, through seven church ages, is just about to come forth, see, to reveal himself in another amorphy.
Right.
And the last amorphy that I know of on the earth in the bride is in the bride. You know, or to the bride, is in the bride.
Right.
All right? Because in this, see, the prophet said he amorphied many times in different ways and things coming down, but it's on the mighty God unveiled. He said, now, he amorphied in the bride at Pentecost. Not to the bride. He amorphied in the bride. Now he uses that very word, not to the bride, in the bride. All right? So in the last days, what's he going to do?
He's going to immorphe again in the bride to show the Son of Man, which is the revealed Word, made flesh, making the bride the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Now, I've preached over this for years enough till you're not lost in what I'm saying, surely. If you ain't even read, you're not lost on what I'm saying because you've heard me say it enough. Well, a man recently just said, just hatching them old things over again. Well, I like to hatch. But listen, what's he about to do here? In Revelation 5, what's he about to do? Okay. Now, the prophet of God said, I gave you this morning, 761 of, well, what was it, Revelation chapter something, 4, I believe it is, book 15 now. Yeah. He said, this is not a verse-by-verse happening. He said, this is a scene preparing for the opening of those seals. Now, that was his word for Revelation 5. Huh? Now, then if it's a scene, what's he fixing? What's he about to do? This Almighty God, the very creator of all things, is showing us what he's going to do. He's going to open the Word to Israel.
Right. Amen.
Okay. Now, Revelation 5, the bride didn't want that Revelation 4. Okay.
Right.
Now, we've been on that enough.
Right.
The bride didn't want that Revelation 4.
Right.
So, what's Revelation 5? He's fixing to reveal the seals to Israel. All right? See, the bride in glory. So what's he going to do? He's going to reveal to Israel the Word of God. Okay? Now this Lamb is going to reveal to Israel the Word of God. The opening of the seals and things. Okay? Revelations, you know, 6 and then Revelation 8:1. But now think about it for a minute then. Then surely the Lamb has to come from the church ages. If he's going to reveal to Israel the Word of God, then the Lamb, to do that, will have to come from the bride.
Right.
Because she is the Word.
Come on.
Because it's going to be the bride that's revealed to Israel.
Right.
Now, I don't mean, as it was taught years ago, that we're going to go through Israel before the rapture. A lot of you didn't know that was taught years ago. That's an old doctrine that, you know, that people had, that we're going to go through Israel before the rapture. Now, I don't believe it that way. I'm not talking about something like that now. I'm talking about that after the rapture of the church, God is going to take the Word to Israel. And taking the Word to Israel, he will have to tell her about the bride who has become the Word.
Amen.
All right? Because that's who the Word is her.
Right.
All right, then in doing that, then, see, he would have to come from the church ages.
Right.
Where'd the Lamb come from? I mean, does he just appear on the scene from something? Nowhere. He didn't do it when he came the first time.
Right.
It took 4,000 years for those people to, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, build a foundation. Remember Masterpiece? Then the prophets built the body. And then John coming with that, right before it, the head to come to it, and then Jesus Christ coming to that.
Right.
Well, did the prophet take the same thing and say, well, all right, you got Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. He said, you put it in a foundation. He said, then you take the church ages and you let those messengers build a body.
Right.
And he said, then just at the last, just before the coming of the head, comes again the spirit of Elijah.
Amen.
See? Identically the same as the Old Testament. As the way it was coming. Read Masterpiece and see if that was what he was saying.
Right.
All right, then as it does, then God will take this bride in the rapture, and the Lamb that comes from this bride will be one to go to Israel.
Right.
That'll be the one that goes to Israel. Now listen, if you don't believe me, then read page 23 of Gabriel's instruction to Daniel, and read page 125 of the same book, Daniel 70 weeks. See if the prophet didn't say, he said, the spirit of Elijah off of this Gentile church will go to Israel after the rapture comes. See, it's not going to go from Brother Branham over there. There's a lot of people think that Brother Branham's got to come back. I ain't going to fuss with nobody. But I'm just going to tell you what he said. He never said that the spirit of Elijah would leave him and go to Israel. Now, he never said that. I have never found it. He said that the spirit of Elijah would leave the Gentile bride and go to Israel. All right, then. Whatever God wants to do, if he wants to send him back, that'll still be what the prophet said.
Right.
It would still be coming from the Gentile bride, because we've got to be what the prophet said. We're the ones to vindicate Malachi 4, Luke 17, 30, Revelation 10, 7. Now, he said that. I didn't. I didn't have enough sense to figure it out, and you didn't either. Why can't we finally get all of that hogwash out of our head and get settled down to the Word? Believe what he said. See, his last amorphy is to be in the bride, and then he'll go to Israel. And the last amorphy to the bride is Son of Man. See, then it'll be the Son of Man that takes a message to Israel, because it'll be two witnesses. It'll be two prophets that goes to Israel. The Son of Man. The spirit off of the Gentile bride will be going to Israel. Because he unites with her here on the earth. And when he shows himself here in Revelation 5, it's in the bride form with seven horns and seven eyes. And he's going to Israel to break the word to her.
Right. Amen.
So the bride word that comes from the seven church ages, now did you get what I said? I said the bride word that comes from the seven church ages will be the word that will be taken to Israel.
Right.
Not a group of people taken over there.
Right.
The word that we have become and made manifest. Read the seal book when you get on over, especially to the fourth and the sixth seal, and see if the prophet didn't say, now, so they'll come to them and they'll say, now you missed it here, and you missed it this way, you turned down the rite of sonship, you missed that, and the bride has become the word, and you've done this, and they've been built on you, you're the roots, you're the foundation. Read the seal book and see if the prophet didn't tell you exactly what Israel's going to be told.
Right.
Israel's going to be told about a bride that becomes the word.
Right.
Made flesh and walks off the earth. See?
Right.
No wonder it'll take 3.5 years to preach.
Right.
See?
Amen.
I mean, they're going to tell them all of that.
Right.
See? And show them who we are.
Right.
All right? Now, see, then when that does now, then he so unites with his church until they become one.
Right.
Now, can you go right away? Okay. Then now he is the Almighty God. Right? He is the creator of all things. The prophet says 336, 337 of the church age book, he said he even created his own bride. Gives an example that as it was, as he created in the womb of Mary, the very body that would come forth to be the very body of Jesus Christ, he said he created his own bride from there. He said the bridegroom created his own bride. Alright? So then when he created her, he created her a new creation. That's why Paul could bring that out. He said, you know, if you're in Christ, you're a new creature. We're a new creation by the new birth.
Right.
We're not in the old order. He said he's not dealing by ways of the flesh anymore. See, now he's dealing by the inward man that's made our soul a new creation. Someday these bodies are going to be a new creation.
Right.
That doesn't mean we're going to get another one.
Right.
It'll be this one done over just as the world is going to be a new creation.
Right.
See, that's what he's working on. But as the heavenly bridegroom, he created his own bride, the prophet said. Now look what he says about her down through seven church ages. Sure, I know he writes to her that, you know, and says, you're doing this and you're doing this and you're doing this and you're doing that. But just remember, he also writes a good report of her and he brags on her too.
Right, amen.
See? He may have to say something, she's doing this, but he'll say she's doing this too. He said, you got a few names.
Right.
This walked in white, you know, something like that. See, he's always bragging on her as much as he's throwing off. Why? Because she's his own creation. See? All right, now, she's his creation, and he's the beginning of all things. He is the creator.
Right.
He's the Alpha, and he is the Omega. We see him as he is the creator that in Genesis that created all things. All right, now you're back about a year or so ago. The Word created all things. That was the beginning. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. You know, the prophet started before then, brought it down how that he created angels first, and he was his first creation. He said the Father created the Son. Not Trinitarianism.
Right.
See? Changing forms to where he can be understood, comprehended. Moving downward. See? Word created all things. You remember Jesus, the flesh, didn't create nothing.
Right.
See? It was that Logos, Theophany, Son of God, that created all things. Because Colossians 1 says it, John 1 says it, Hebrews 1 says it. That he created all things, and there was not anything made, we read it in John, there was not anything made without this one making it. So this one is the Almighty Creator. He is the very creator of all things when you see him in Revelations. He's no longer even like the human element. That while Jesus was on the earth in the human element of the flesh, he didn't know when he was coming. Right? But when he comes, what the prophet said, but when he comes into the book of Revelation, said now he knows all of these things. So now he's going to reveal his coming. Right? What is his coming at? Down through seven church ages. That's his coming. Right? Because that's him revealed. All right? See, not another God, that's him revealed. Feast of the Trumpets. The prophet said that seventh seal, he said that's the very minute or hour of his coming. Well, why can't we believe it? When the prophet would stand here upon the earth and he'd say, I'm not saying he's coming, I'm saying he's here. We holler, amen. He wouldn't die to me. Now I'm going to say it plain. He wouldn't die to you. Because he plainly put it in the seal book. Brother Tatum was sitting there when he preached it. He plainly put it in the seal book. He said, it's gone from you now, and you can't get it. What was gone from us? Could we walk out there? The Lord's here. Like I told a fellow the other day, I said, you better be careful when you walk, Brother Larry, I believe was who we were talking about, or somebody. You know, you hear people in this message, boy, they come in, they're young, you know, I heard them, boy, they're running around. I take every spirit in this building under my control. Now, some snake handler's going to throw a snake in the face one day, and you'll find out you ain't got it in control. So that prophet didn't say that to every time. It was only when that he'd say, he's here now. He said, now I take every spirit under my control. He didn't say that before. He said, he's here. He had enough sense to know better than that. I think we ought to have a little bit. But now listen. He said it's the very minute or hour of his coming. That prophet stand here and he say, now he's not coming, he's here. Well, how was he there? He was there in the revelation that he'd given unto the prophet. Is that true? Is that a simpler explanation? He was there in what he had revealed to the prophet. That's why the prophet could say he was there. He revealed to him that he was there. He'd seen signs and wonders of all that, but one day he said he's here. Why? Because he come in the revealing of his word. And what was that prophet all the time trying to get us to see? Who we are.
Right.
All right, then. Let's get to thought then. See, then truly, he is Alpha, and he's Omega. He's the beginning, he's the ending, he's the creator of all things. Now, this one we're looking at in Revelation 5 is the creator of all things. See, the flesh of Jesus was not the creator. The Logos, the theophany, the Son of God, was the creator. Colossians 1, John 1, Hebrews 1. Now he's coming forth as the creator to take the book. He's coming forth to take the book. He's coming forth to take what he created. He created a church down through seven churches. Now he's coming to take the church that he created. And when he does he separate himself and look at, do you see him went this way and the church that way? You mean you believe that?
He's got to be.
You mean you actually believe that he's not over there and showing his church over here?
No.
Well, it took years.
Listen.
It took years of driving that home.
Listen.
But do you see what I mean? He is the creator.
Right.
He said, well, sure, we know that, Brother Dale. Now, I got it down here. I asked you a while ago. I said, do you believe he was the creator? Some of you said amen. Now, a lot of you didn't say nothing, but, you know, that's all right. But I hope you within your heart said amen. Can you believe that Jesus Christ, the very Almighty God, is the creator of all things? We would all know that. Even the Baptists would admit to that. See, I got it here. I said, do you believe it? Now, because look at the way he's now shown. He's in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. He's in the midst of his church, which is the bride. He's been in the midst of each age. How are you going to put him in the midst when it says midst of the seven golden candlesticks? See, you'd put him more in the fourth church age and you'd have him in any. It doesn't mean that, does it? It means that he is the Word in each church age. He is the God of all of the church ages. He is very God himself. See? And she's him made manifest.
Right.
Now listen. The prophet one time made a statement, and he said, now things was kind of going wrong around the house, and said, my wife had got all upset and working so hard and so different things, you know, working so busy and all. Said, she began to get all upset, and he said, I just began to talk to her, and said, I began to tell her, I said, honey, I saw this pretty new dress the other day. And she said, well, I don't need a dress. And he said, well, let's just get things done around here and, you know, and all like that and doing things. Here, honey, said, let me put on a thing and do the dishes. And said he got the, you know, the apron and things, you know, and he started doing the dishes and things. And said he'd say, well, thank you, Lord, it's working. Said after a while, she said, well, you know that, You seen that pretty? Well, honey, I don't need a new dress. Well, maybe after we get through, we'll go down and look at it. Said she began to do things. She looked over at the children and said, there Joseph was beating everything, hammering and hollering. Said he began to calm down and said, you know, the girls fighting. He said they began to calm down there. Said he began to say, well, Lord, it's working. Lord, it's working. Said, just let it work a little more, Lord, you know, just keep on. Said, after a while, he just kept going, you know, and after a while, his wife said, well, I guess we could. Said, we'll go look. Now, you remember what he said you are when you do that? He said, you're a little creator. He said, you're creating an atmosphere around you. Now, that's just a natural story, wouldn't it? Because that could happen to anybody.
Right.
See, anybody could do that, right? You know, because that's creation, because we're human beings.
See, we have a mind, a memory, a conscience, and et cetera. So we can remember, we can do things, you know. We can create an atmosphere. I've seen people create an atmosphere with their powers of the human body that they would conquer animals. We saw one up in Tennessee when a black man just put down a German shepherd in the back of a truck. He just literally walked up with his hand out just like that, and that German shepherd was clawing to get at him. And he just kept walking right straight at him and kept holding his hand. And he got it that close to that dog with his teeth just all out and everything. And finally that dog just sat down. He conquered him. Huh? But I saw Brother Tatum walk right by me one day to one that I was going to intend into if I had to try my best to stop him physically. Because I knew the dog had done bit my tire on my car and had to take it off. And I knew it could hurt you. Big black German shepherd. But here come Brother Tatum. He didn't remember it or didn't really care, I guess, because he'd never been afraid of dogs. But he come right by me, and I was letting Peggy and Sister Tatum go on behind me, and I was standing there, and that dog was up in the back of the truck, and I wasn't going to touch him at all. I was just going to see if I could to handle him if he come out of that truck. Because I told Brother Holland, I said, if that dog ever gets hold of me, I said, me and that dog one going to get hurt.
Right.
You know, because I done seen what he'd do. Here come Brother Tatum down through there, and he just walked right on by. He said, why, hello, Blackie. Hey, how you doing? He just started rubbing that dog. The old dog going, See, I've seen it done by force. You know, I've seen an animal conquered by force. You can take a whip, and you can beat a horse until it'll come and lay its head over on you. They call it breaking his spirit. You can beat an animal until it'll come and lay down on you. That's force. But I've seen it done with love. Right, so now we know which one we want. See, we don't want the force. We want it done in love. All right? Now, in love we want to see it done because love creates. Now, why would we stumble? The prophet said, under the blood of bulls and goats. Now, let's wait a minute. Let's stop it. Now, I want to make sure you get the rest of this. Now, come on. Higher, higher. Okay. Yeah. All right. Let's get woke up because I want you to hear the rest of this. Now listen. Why would we stumble when under the blood of bulls and goats you could get Moses with flies, fleas, and frogs? That's under the blood of bulls and goats. He said, why would we stumble at the blood of Jesus Christ creating squirrels? He said, well, there were no squirrels. Now listen, did the prophet say that that was under the third pool, sovereignly given? But yet he used the man. Okay. He used the man to say his words. And he left it into the man's hands to say it. Now, did he say that there'll come a day when your name will be just as much on a checkbook as his, just as good? No. That's not you doing anything, is it? We know the message. See? We know it's what Almighty God entrusted to a prophet because he couldn't do it the day before or the minute before when God challenged him on his word and asked him to take his word and do it. The day before, the prophet couldn't do it and didn't do it. But when God opened that to him from the Word, showed him the Word, he stood right there and spoke squirrels into existence, and he said it was three times that that was done. Why? Now listen to me. He said, no man, now I was looking at him this morning, he said Joshua could not create. So it was not Joshua that stopped the sun. He says, no man can create. Now, is it his words? He said, then it would have to be. Now, can you swallow? He said, it would have to be the Creator God. See, no wonder people fell down before Brother Branham and wanted to worship him. He said himself that that was the only one that could do it was the Creator God.
Well, now, do you believe that he united with Brother Branham in that the basis that were that the prophet could come to get himself out of the way to where that he could be, that God could actually create through a man's words? Do you believe that? Now you're out on a limb, whether you know it or not. I asked you, did you believe that in Revelation 5 was the Creator? You said yes. You might not have shook your head, but in your heart you know it's right. Now you said God entrusted to a man.
Right.
But when I'm referring to Joshua, he said, never has it been recorded that God, that a man said it and God honored it like that. But listen, church. If God done it for a prophet, and him not being the fullness of the Godhead bodily, but a bride being the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Now I'm going to ask you that question I said I wanted to ask you. Do you believe that is her shown in Revelation 5? Now I've been preached what I'm said about it. It's not me and you. Don't get no human vessel involved into this thing. Brother Dale, don't teach junk and garbage. It's not a human vessel that's involved, but yet there is a human vessel because God does use human vessels. He had to use the prophet's human vessel to transmit. He even said that one time. He said, you're not listening to William Branham. He said, you're listening to God. He's using his voice to speak through it. Well, see, we can believe that. But can we believe what the Bible shows us? In Revelation 5, it shows us as a lamb. I ask you, did you believe we would be the word that would be taken to Israel? You believe that? Well, then why can't you believe that you and I are the very Creator and make manifest?
That's right, brother. Amen.
The prophet said, he said, if it wasn't for a law, he said, you have within you the ability to create a world and go live on it. He said, but God holds it with a bar. Is that his words?
Amen.
Well, you know, I kind of think he's going to take the bar off.
Right. Amen.
Now, if it's coming down to somebody going to speak the word and it create, then wouldn't that be removing the bar from it?
Amen.
See, Revelation 5 is showing you that that is the Alpha and the Omega. That is the word right over there that I started on years ago that started that Logos, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, Elohim coming forth and all of that as we come down. Father creating his own Son. Not another person. Creating his own Son. The very Word himself made that and come out, and in that Word is what made flesh. Well, that Word is what's in me and you today, the same Creator. Revelation 5 shows the same Creator right here on the earth that it did. When we go to heaven, we're not going to be no different from what's there. Well, then we're going to have to be here what's there. That's the ministry I was driving at the other day. I ask you to go through the Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John and study it. We found through Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, there was the Lord Jesus himself. He would speak to a tree and it would wither away. He would walk up to a dead person and he'd say, rise, I give you life. Come on, Biddy. Well, can we believe that that same ministry is here?
Yes, amen. Hallelujah.
Now I'm going to quote you the part. He said the same ministry got to be here that Jesus Christ had.
Yes.
Or there won't be a rapture. So what's holding off the rapture? Somebody believe in that same ministry is here. Then I'm asking you, among this congregation right here, I'm asking you, how many things can all of you speak of to where that you know that God has been with it and done it?
Yes.
Start with Brother Tatum. Didn't you tell us that God told you one day I'll walk with him? He done it. Come on, how many more? For the highest, did he tell you one day there'd be water in the well and 3 days is in it? Come on. Sister Margaret sitting back there. Oh, Sister Margaret, she don't understand too much. She's just a little old sister, you know. Them little old sisters don't understand too much, you know. They're just kind of... She's the only one I know in this building I know of that walked over to her husband, his eyes had rolled back in his head, and prayed for him, and God gave him life. Come on. You want to go all evening? You want to get to Brother Dean talking and speaking to the squirrel? You want to go throughout the building and see if the life and the ministry of Jesus Christ is here? Why don't we believe it? My wife spoke to two trees that was dead. I was the one that put them in the ground. And I know that's dead. I'm ready to pull them up. One of them was so dead till when the green started, it had to come out of the ground. It didn't come from where anything was on it. The other one, though, it turned right around and just plumb dead and the leaves falling out. It turned right around. It's changed. There's more right here than is written in the book of Acts of your testimony that has been given unto us. You know yourself that I told you about it last Sunday, and I didn't mean it because other people was here that I hit that. I didn't even realize that. I done hit it and gone. I thought, oh God, they'll think I'm picking on them. And I'm trying to prove something I wasn't. I was just trying to testify to the glory of God that God told me, he said, it won't rain till you call for it. I come right here and told you. And you know it happened. You that was here, you know it happened. I said, it won't rain till I call for it. But I said, then it'll rain, be the wettest July we've ever had. And it was wetter than that. It was about 86. And I read it in the paper the other day. It was wetter than this past month that we thought was a flood. Go back and get your paper and you'll find out it's wetter than it was then. Till even the radios and people said, this is the wettest month we've ever had. What are we waiting on? We can accept the little creation of where that we talk real good and make things sweet and help each other when we see somebody, you know, kind of down and out and everything. And we go up to them, we start talking, we say, brothers and sisters, something wrong, you know? The only way I could help you or do something for you. We're glad to accept that. But can we accept that we are the very creator? Let me preach to that post till it can hear me. We are the Creator made manifest.
Right. Hallelujah.
Yeah. We're not a separate creation.
Right.
You may not believe that here, but someday you'll hear it again.
Amen.
One day it'll ring through heaven when he says, now take this word. Take this word that these people have become and take it to Israel. And tell them about me.
Glory.
He can't tell Israel about him without telling them about us.
Right.
You know yourself that a man is proud of his wife. He wants people to know. That's my wife. I'd rather you do something for her than do something for me. I'd rather you help my children than to help me. Why? Because I'm a father. And if I feel that way, how much does God feel? But do you understand what I'm saying? Now, I asked you the question. You said you believe that that was the creator of Revelation 5. Well, I believe that that is the bride in Revelation 5. Because it's a church symbol. It's not a human flesh symbol of Jesus Christ. It would have just been a two-horned lamb with two eyes.
Right.
This one's got seven horns, seven eyes. And Revelation 5 shows you, plainly read it. It plainly says that he was a lamb slain. Revelation 5 shows you a bloody lamb. It doesn't show you Calvary. It shows you what Brother Branham saw when he got to the place that God could reveal that word to him. He looked and saw that lamb and listened to him. Now you know he's not a person that, he told her, he said, you get away from that stuff calling me Jesus. He said, because you make me the Antichrist. But what did he say when he got over on the first seal and it opened? Now listen to his words. He said, here stands a lamb with a book in his hand. and said, out there goes a white horse rider. Now that's not in heaven. Revelation 6:1, the prophet said he goes back to earth. Read it. He said he goes back to earth. That's not in heaven in Revelation 6:1 when that seal breaks. It's on earth. Because
right.
The Antichrist is not in heaven.
Right, brother. Amen.
It's on earth when the Antichrist rides out.
Right.
Why can't we see that as we believe the Word and accept the Word and become the Word, the devil's getting away from us? Now that don't mean he's going to leave us alone. Don't misunderstand me. That means he's going to get that much madder and beat on us that much harder. But you know yourself that there's something that's separating you from him.
Jesus.
It would only be the revelation of his Word.
Right.
The Word you become.
Right. Amen.
And he said you become the Word as you receive the Word.
Right.
Page 16 of what is it? I'm looking at it, but I can't get it. But anyhow, Easter seal. He said you become the Word as you receive the Word. See, if we become that Word, then that's the separation. Try the spirits. You don't try them by looking them in the eyeball. You try them by the Word of God to see whether they're with the Word of God or not.
Right.
See?
Amen.
But what I don't understand is why is people afraid of the Word? Why is people afraid of somebody that can stay with the Word? That's all I've tried to do is point to you. You are the bride.
Right.
You are the creator.
Blessing.
Your name is just as good on a checkbook as his. That's what the prophet said.
Right.
He didn't leave that just for himself.
Right.
He said, this is for you, bride.
Right.
See? We need something. Speak it.
Blessing.
Speak it.
Right.
And see. Like I said, we're out there in the yard apologizing to the trees and the grass and the cows. And something said, you say it.
Right.
Well, I just stopped and I said, it'll rain more this month than it's ever rained in the month of August. And I walked into the house. You ought to be a human to walk like that. I walked in the house, I thought how stupid a human element like me could say something like that. I thought, oh God, forgive me of a human element. But then it did happen. Brother Richard Wilson was the man that brought it to my attention before it started raining. He said, Brother Dale, what do you think it was? It was crying out for them animals. I said, well, I thought it was me. He said, no. He said, it was what is in you.
Right.
Did we stand right here one night, and I know a lot of you don't like me to say these things, but did we stand right here one night, and did Brother Richard Wilson stand right here and speak in the, or it was here, or in Tennessee 1, spoke in the first person himself, and turned around? Brother Tom was reminded the other day, and he said, you're not hearing Brother Dale, he said, you're hearing me.
Right.
Now, did that happen? You have two witnesses, three witnesses that it happened.
Amen.
See? All right, four of them. We got four witnesses that it happened. But see, we look and we say, but Sister Melko can't. It just couldn't be her.
Oh, my.
You mean God could use her?
Give us a little song.
To create an atmosphere?
Come on. Hallelujah.
I tried to sing with her the other night when she was singing. I mean in Africa and I tried to sing. I tried to get up a few of them words she was saying. Why? Because she created an atmosphere.
Amen.
What's the difference in creating an atmosphere or creating an animal?
Right.
You mean it's greater? Which is the greatest? Yeah. I mean, you get an animal, it's going to die. You know? Which is the greatest? If you could create a squirrel, or you could create an atmosphere by the Word of God that other people could be saved or healed or whatever. Which is the greatest?
See, you sisters have a part to do with this just like the brothers do.
Right.
You know yourself, I've always taught that. I've never taught it as a separated form. I was reading just yesterday where that in India, over in India now, they have a thing going that in certain places there, that if you go down and have these tests run to see what your baby's going to be, because it's got so many people, 5.5 million people in one city there, it said. And I was reading it, and they said if it was a girl, maybe some of you read, if it was a girl, they'd take her over next door and they'd board it.
Right.
You know, if they want to, they just go over next door and get to boarding.
Right.
But if it's a boy, they don't do it.
Right.
See, it shows you what they're thinking. But I also read another thing a man sent to me. Do you know that they're studying? I've got them at the house, and it was taken off I'll think of him in a minute, one of these big radio broadcasts, taped right off of it, and they ordered it, and they printed it out for him to where that this Ted Copeland or something like that, they take it, and I mean, they print off actually what they say, and you know what the churches around the country today are doing now? They've come up to find out that God is feminine. And they've even got a name for him. His name's Gloria. Now, they're taking it out of the Bible. They say the feminine side of God here on earth is Gloria. They've got a name for it. And they're trying to set it up that he's not, in other words, they're going to make him an it. See? You know, they're going to make him an it instead of need a gender, see? See, to show you, I mean, that's what the churches are doing. Now, I've got them at the house, man, sent it to me just the other day. See, church, what I'm trying to show you is why get into all that junk like that?
Right.
When the greatest glory that could ever be is on this earth right now.
Right.
That he's revealing himself in his bride,
right,
in the seven golden candlesticks,
right,
the 24 elders,
right,
all of the things we've been in Revelation 5, and we come to find out. See, what would be the difference in that creator back there and the creator now?
Come on.
I read you where that he said in John 1 there, it said he give us power to become sons of God.
Right. Right.
Huh? Well, now who's a son of God? I only know of one son of God. I didn't know there was 40 million sons of God or three of them or how many. I thought there's only one son of God that was the creator of all things. Colossians 1, John 1, and Hebrews 1. I thought the Son of God created all things.
Right.
Even created then his own body to come and dwell in.
Right.
Then that very prophet that told us what he done said he created his bridegroom.
Come on.
I mean bride. Said the bridegroom created his own bride. Down through seven church ages he'd been creating her. But what about when he joins with her?
Glory.
He said, God and man one that, God and man one here.
Yes.
He said, the same ministry there has got to be the same ministry here.
That's right.
Yeah. Then we are the creator. Right? He said, we got just a little too much. Why? That's what he said. He said we were sons and daughters. There's never been but one son. Oh, the world's full of sons and daughters. Everybody in the world is a son and daughter of God naturally, right? Come on, everybody in the world, even Judas and all of the children and everybody, even though it comes from the devil, God had to allow it. I'm talking about turning Genesis with Cain. God had to allow that, didn't he?
Right.
Everybody in the world, son and daughter that way, but he ain't talking about that kind. He didn't give us power to become that kind. We already was that kind. But he gave us power to become the Son of God made manifest in a many-membered body, which is the Word of the Lord, the Logos, the Theophany. All that I preached down through there, bringing it down from the creation, where did it created all things? Then if Alpha and Omega is the same, then you're going to have it the same. That means the same Creator in Genesis is now here.
Yes, amen.
That's right.
in his bride. Yeah, but Brother Dale, I just don't see. I just don't see it. If that was it, then we could just empty hospitals. We could just speak to the sick and it'd just be healed. We could just call the dead forth and they'd be raised. We would just have the ability to just zap anybody that didn't believe with us. See, now that's why I was reading them saying that. That's the way we go in our thinking.
Right.
See, we start out in our thinking, oh, we could heal the sick, we could raise the dead, we could speak things into existence, and we could even zap old Brother Tom there if he said anything wrong. You know. See, now you know what kind of a spirit it is, don't you?
Right.
See, you know that's not the Creator.
Amen. I know. I know.
Do you realize the prophet says that we are born by spiritual multiplication? Now that's what he said. He said we're born by spiritual multiplication. Do you know what that means? Do you realize it might be, you can look in the natural and say, well, me and my wife got together and there come Wade and Terrence and Anna. That's easy to see. But see, in what I'm talking about, it might be me and Brother Tatum getting together and bringing Brother Al.
Right.
That's the spiritual multiplication I'm talking about. I'm talking about getting together in the Word and believing the Word until it brings someone forth.
Right.
I'm talking about you sisters. Create an atmosphere at home around your husband that's an unbeliever. You brothers that your wives are not with you. Create an atmosphere. You go home hollering, screaming, and puffing, and pouting, and everything else. You're just like they are. What are you going to do? They don't want nothing. They don't want nothing like that. But see, create the atmosphere. Create around them an atmosphere of the message that not as a book of rules, but as a revelation of Jesus Christ living in you.
Right.
Because you're a little creator. But see, we just want to make that little creator to something like that. Do you realize what that prophet was saying when he said your name is just as good on the checkbook as your father's? Wouldn't that make the one that was speaking it the same person? Now, come on, would it? Because we know we can't create. There's no man can create it. It would have to be the eternal God entrusting to you that part that you are to be able to speak that word. And your children, we're not leaving you out either, you know. You born again believers as children, it's not leaving you out because you're just as important as anybody else.
Right.
See, because you're a creator. We're creators. But listen, when you see him in Revelation 5, that is the creator. That is the Creator. He's just shown in bride form. See, because sons of God is God made manifest in another form. That's what sons and daughters of God are. We're God made manifest in another form. Same God. Me and Brother Gary had hard trouble over that hashing around. It don't bother me. One day he'll see it or I will one. Well, see, one day I pointed up, I said, Brother Gary, that same God is here. He went into orbit. But see, when I say that same God is here, I see him as the Word. He's here.
Right.
In a bride.
Yes, amen.
And God is glad to take a picture and say, that's my bride. Now, did the prophet say he'll take her up and show her just for a moment? Now, we're not going to empty hospitals, nothing like that. But he said just for a moment he's going to show her, and he said then he'll take her off the earth. We ain't going to go traipsing down through Israel, you know, and they'll look at us and wave at us. No. It'll be the Word that we become that'll go to Israel through two witnesses. And they'll tell them about us. And they'll say, you rejected the right of sonship, but there's a group of people accepted it. They were the Gentile dogs that you threw off on.
Right.
But they ate the crumbs that fell from the master's table. And now they have become that. And said, I want to show them to you. They said, well, where can I see them? I said, well, okay. You know, them Jews will have a Bible.
Right.
You know. And you know what that Bible will be? It'll be a New Testament as well as the Old. They know that Old Testament letter. And Brother Brown said they know that New Testament. Now, he said they did. He said they know that New Testament. And see, what God will have to do then is he'll just have to take the eyes off. I mean, the blinders off their eyes. And they'll look right down and see that New Testament. And they'll say, well, there was Peter and James and John. And there's seven church ages. And there's a group of people. And look what this people become. In a time of horrible situation, in a time of persecution, not physically, because it'd be better to be physically persecuted. There'd be more people in this church today if they tried to close the doors down and ordered them not to go to church. There'd be people that is at home right now would be here at this church today if it was told that they couldn't go to church no more. Why? Because they'd put forth an effort. But the part of it is now to overcome the easy living, overcome the easiness, the slack, the problems of Laodicea. But I want you to see. See, you amen that you've seen him as the creator. Well, then I say that Revelation 5 is right here. It's going to be here or it ain't going to be there. You remember the matching pieces? It's either here. If it's here, it's there. If it's there, it's here. You're not going to have something here that ain't going to be there. That's why the rapture is not going to change us. The rapture is just going to change the dwelling place from one to another. If I'm an unbeliever here, I'd be an unbeliever there, so you know I'm not going. See, then you know he promised it. Let's stand. The Logos, Son of God, the Theophany, the Word of God. God himself made manifest in a form called the bride. The last thing the world will see. The last thing of God the world will see before the rapture is in his bride. Because there's no promise of him physically being here. You're getting all kinds of signs and wonders going now, but just remember this one quote. It may be valuable one day. The prophet of God, he said, if you've got nail prints in your hands, he said, you're out of the scriptures. He said, you got blood on your forehead. He said, you got all these things. He said, you're saying the corporal body's here because it'd have to have be the nail prints and different things. He said, you're saying the corporal body. He said, you're out of the scriptures. It wouldn't surprise me anything to happen. If a man can take a 6-inch guitar pick and play as bad as I could and sing songs as he did and deceive a bunch of people, what could really true signs do? But see, it won't deceive the Creator. You can't deceive him. Go ahead, Brother Dick. Let's just sing and let's worship and believe. If you don't see what I'm talking about, you are God made manifest in another form here on the earth. Called the Son. Children of God are sons and daughters of God. A son of God is God in another form. We don't believe in Trinitarianism, do we? The mountain, it seemed that he was sad. His back was heavy laden. His strength was almost gone. And he journeyed as he journeyed. Deliverance has come in palms, the victory crown, the glory palm, the victory. Think about it now. This is singing of the journey of a Christian.
I saw him in the evening. The sun was bending low, had overtopped the mountain and reach the veil below.
That's our journey.
While gazing toward
that city,
his everlasting home, he shouted out, Hosanna, deliverance will come then upon the victory crowns of glory upon the victory I shall win.
Now listen to the words.
He saw the holy city, his everlasting home.
Have we got a vision of it?
Holy angels all gathered.
Can you look at Revelation 5 and see us all in
that? Bore him on their pinions, say for the dashing.
The Father said those angels are coming to get us one day.
Hallelujah, deliverance has come,
not will come.
The victory crown of glory upon our victory I show.
That's the journey of the
soul. I saw a wayward traveler, his tattered garments clad.
See, he just started his journey.
While traveling up the mountain, it seemed that he
started coming up the mountain.
His back was heavy laid.
Coming up the statue of the perfect man up the mountain.
Almost gone. But he shouted as he journeyed, deliverance will come then upon the victory crowns of glory upon our victory I shall.
Now listen to what he says.
I saw him in the evening.
The light in the evening
time was bending low, had overtopped the mountain and reached the vale below. While gazing toward that
looking
city,
toward that city,
his everlasting home, he shouted loud, Hosannas,
deliverance will come
then on.
Why not? Because that's our journey. We're walking through life with a journey.
A victory I shall.
Our brother's standing for somebody, so let's just believe with
him. He saw the
Jesus.
Holy city. His
you know this one that our brother is standing for. We believe your word. You said if any two would agree upon anything that would be given unto him. So we just lay our hands upon our brother, believing with him. But as he stands for this person, that your Holy Spirit will go and make manifest what our brother is asking for. We believe your word now. Father, just make it manifest. May our brother create by his believing, by his accepting your word, may he create that that's needed to bring this one to the place that you could speak to him. Have your way now in Jesus' name. Amen. Anyone else? You have a need,
all
just
alone on the road to the soul sweet abode. There's an eye watching you. That's $1.99 on the play book.
Father,
every step
you heard
that
brother,
you take,
a physical
this great eye is awake.
We
there's an eye
you, Lord,
watching
Jesus.
You.
But you are the creator.
Watching you.
Yes,
watching you.
We believe our brother.
Every day, my Lord, you pursue.
We believe you, Lord. And we ask
watching
now that
you
let that be made manifest.
Yes, watching you.
New creations would call for.
There's an
creation that would be a need for our God, brother, in his body physically.
As you may,
well, he stands also for someone else.
Keep the path.
Let your Holy Spirit just go and create that that's needed, Lord.
Watching
in Jesus' name.
God will warn not
to. He's the creator.
In the path of.
We're the creator made manifest.
There's an eye watching you.
Anyone else? We're the creator made manifest.
Watching you.
We don't have to go somewhere else to try to find what's going to bring us a new body.
Every day, mind.
It's within us.
You pursue.
Do you realize the word you're eating as you grow is creating you a new body?
There's an all-seeing eye
creating.
Watching you.
What we're breathing, what's been revealed, that's creating it.
The sweet home of the soul.
Whatever you have need of is created by that you believe.
Watching you.
So let's just believe it. Huh?
never turned to the
need
of the kingdom
Lord,
of heaven. There's an eye
just create
watching you,
Lord, what she has need of
watching
through her.
You. It's
let it be through
you.
Her. Let her see it.
Every
create
mind the cold
what she has need of
pursues.
Because she needs
watching you.
And Jesus is your
yes, watching you.
Anyone else?
There's an eye.
See, we're not trying to get the service lines to you.
You. Watching
somebody
you.
Somebody done that.
Yes, watching you.
We're not trying to create spoilers.
There's an eye.
Somebody done that.
Seeing eye. Watching you.
But you don't know what he might use you.
Yes, watching you.
To create.
There's an all-seeing
I say, and I believe it, that within the born-again believer lives the Creator. And that's the Son of God. And all we got to do is just reach down in there when we need it. And just speak back to it. And watch him create. He said, yeah, but I'm sick, Brother Dale, and I've been sick. And we'll just go get that Creator one more time and talk to him. Just remember, it might be you that's causing the trouble, so why don't you say it? Why don't you say, I am healed? Let's say it to him. I am healed. You have a need. What it don't matter if it's arthritis, it don't matter what it is. Let's say it. I am healed. Now go believe that. Go believe it and say, well, all right, I said it. Now, Lord, it's up to you to make it. That's how it is with God's love. Once you've experienced, that's what it is. Just believe it.
You spread his love to everyone. You want to pass
believe
it on
what you read. See,
what a
well, sometimes we try to figure out what a revelation is.
When
listen,
all
I'm talking to everyone.
Trees are budding.
We ask our sisters asking for what she has to be revealed to her.
The birds begin
see, sometimes
to
we miss it. And how simple it is.
We'll start there blooming.
Now you know that I'm not saying what a lot of ministers say. A lot of ministers say, well, this is the revelation. They point you to a vision. I believe that's got to be revealed to you. But when it's revealed, that's what it is.
This you wanna sing.
The serpent seed is not a mystery.
Fresh like spring. You
once it's revealed. And then you don't have to rewrite the Bible to say it a different way. See, it's the words you hear. Every revelation that God's ever given me didn't come from somewhere else. It comes from the Word. Because it's what it is. But then I found out the Word said it.
Hallelujah.
Well, where did I get that? From the Word. Believe the simplicity, sister. It's what that word says.
Yes, it matters not where
when it said that he
bound.
Was the seed of the woman, that's what it is. Now, to spend our life trying to figure that out,
on the mountaintop.
I'm just telling you what a revelation is. A revelation is when God tells you his word's right.
The Lord
when he speaks to us and says that word's right. Well, see, if we want a revelation. Now, I can pray for the Holy Spirit to come down to quicken what you have. We can do that. I believe in that. Because I want you to pray for me that God will quicken what I have. You know, he's my brother. But once it's done, it'll be what that word says. There is no mystery no more.
The Lord of love.
Now, am I quoting the Bible? He even said one time, he said, the mystery is now history. That's what he said. Now, did he mean everybody knowed it? No. But to him, it had done been made known. Let's just pray and believe that he'll just make it manifest to our sister. That God will open her understanding. Lord Jesus. Our sister will open up her understanding.
He is here.
We believe. let her not look for something else, but look for this simplicity. That what she's reading, when she's listening to a tape, what she's hearing, what she's seeing right there is what it is. Just make that real unto her. Show her the history. History
closely, hearing him calling out.
Just believe. Anyone else?
He is here. You
see, it's so simple.
You will never.
We stumble over it looking for a mystery. When he's done revealed it,
he is here. Hallelujah.
Anyway.
He is here, amen. He is here, holy, holy. I will bless his name again. He is here, listen closely. Hear him calling out your name. He is here, you can touch him, you will never be the same.
Let's just sing that come morning. You, some of you have it in front of you and all. And all, I don't have it enough, so you play and I'll try. Okay.
Come morning,
I'll walk by the river. I'll rest neath the evergreen tree. So I'll carry my cross through the midnight. Come morning, there's glory for me. Listen to the words of the song now. God's children too long have been burdened. They are longing for heaven's green shore, where heartaches are left far behind them and burdens are carried no more. Because this is what happens, isn't it? Come morning, I'll walk by the river. I'll rest neath the evergreen tree. So I'll carry my cross through the midnight. Come morning, there's glory for me. Listen to the words now, the first. Sometimes I despise and reject it, and I question, oh Father, how long. Do you ever get there like that? And I take one more look at Mount Calvary, and it gives me the strength to go on. Sing it unto him. Come
morning,
some morning. The prophet said between 6 and 9. He said, something will happen. He said, it'll sweep over and take us out of here. Come morning, there's glory for me. Sing it unto him on that verse and just think about him. Come morning, I walk by the river. I'll rest neath the evergreen tree. So I'll carry my cross through the midnight. See, that's where we're at, church. Come morning, there's glory for me.
A new creature. A new creation. But see, like I told you, we're not a new creature like a separate one. That's not what that's implying. It's not a new world like a different one. That's not what it's saying. It's not a new body like a different one. It's a new creation. Amen. Not the old just reworked. The prophet said that won't work. So that's why he's got to burn the world off. That's why he's got to burn all the sin out of us, because he couldn't rework the sin. See, that wouldn't work. So it's a new creature. But a new creature is part of the creation. Think on these things. Think on these things, that you're a part of the creation. And the creation is the Creator. Holy, holy, thou art worthy, thou art God. What did you ask us to do? We'll sanctuary gathered in this way. Do you feel that sweet presence?
The precious name of Jesus to adore. And we know praise we bring, and the songs of praise we sing will be acceptable to thee.
Like Brother Harris said one time, he said he killed him on Calvary, but said at Pentecost he had 120 of him. He sure messed up, didn't he? He sure messed up by killing Jesus because he had 120. Then he killed them, all of that down through the dark ages. But he come out with a bride on the other side to be him made manifest. Satan is facing then now a group of people back to the same ministry. What did you ask us to do now? You ask us to lift up holy hands and praise unto your name, rejoicing that we found your presence here. And we know if we obey, and we lift our hearts in praise, that your Holy Spirit will be near.
Just sing it unto him as you're dismissed.
We've come to worship you, Father, holy, holy.